industries. To develop and to sort of do something positive for the region and for ICANN in the region as well.
Just very quickly to follow on what Beher has just said, we've started with a very exhaustive wish list from the region, and then we try to see where this intersects with ICANN's scope of work. So, we had a very huge wish list for the region at the beginning, but then it was not all possible within an ICANN strategy. I mean, everyone has any dream and wish to come true, first put it in the region, and then we had to shorten this within the scope we have with ICANN mandates.
I see Zahid. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I should clarify. I'm part of the group because if I say something to say you did a good job, they might say, "Well, you know, he's." So one of the things from the private sector, we like the fact that you had engaged them. I think we need more engagement, but you know that's true for everybody. And I think just sort of to respond to many of the questions raised, this is a beginning, and what's important is that we basically use this as a starting block. It is a wish list, as you rightly said, Manal. It's a wish list, and we'll rationalize it as we go over time. But to have people participate and have ICANN for the first time do something like this, to me, coming from that region, is the most important thing, and to have local participation to do that. We've been asking for it and asking for it and asking for it, and I think that ICANN has been listening, but this is, I think, the first time we've actually made it a working group and started working in it. So I just wanted to thank you guys for your hard work. I mean, I know I haven't spent much time with you guys, but it's wonderful output, and we look forward to seeing more. Thank you.
Thank you, Zahid. And Zahid, by the way, was one of the few business people who participated in this work, and we appreciate his contribution. More comments or questions? I see that our senior advisor to the president on stakeholder engagement has just come to the room, and I know that she has some few words to say. Sally Costerton? Okay. Well, as you wish.
Oh my goodness, sorry. That's about the... Thank you. Am I the only person that's getting electric shocks the whole time?
No, all of them are with me.
It's terrible. It's not a good way of building and making new friends. I definitely don't recommend it. I think it's something to do with the carpets, apparently. Anyway, I don't know. We all have to wear rubber shoes tomorrow. So for any of you that don't know me, and I'm beginning to think there is nobody at ICANN that doesn't know who I am, especially after this morning, my name's Sally Costerton, and I look after stakeholder engagement at ICANN, and I spend a lot of my time working with quite a few people in this room, particularly my very good partner here, Dr. Kamal, and this wonderful gentleman up here. I just wanted to make a couple of comments. Firstly, I wanted to thank very much those of you that are part of this working group. It's sort of uber volunteerism, because you're a volunteer to start with, and then we're asking more from you. And I think it's really very heartwarming that you're really prepared to give up so much time, so much energy to this very important task. There is always a difference between staff. You know, this is our job. We get paid. And everybody in the community who is giving their time freely. And I do want to sort of really make that point, because sometimes it's often kind of glossed over. It's kind of assumed that because the purpose and the mission is so important that people have infinite time and infinite energy. And I think what it actually means is that for those of you who are involved in these kinds of projects, you're giving more time away from your families, more time away from... You'll have to take that time away from other parts of your life, and I wanted to know that you to know how much we value that. And the reason that we do is because we can't do it without you. We can't even begin. We are here to serve the community and to help to develop and to deliver what you need. And so it's very awkward in some ways, because we're sitting here going, so we want to go and we want to do this. We can't actually do anything without that bottom-up input from the community members, and recognizing that's a big personal trade-off for that. So thank you for that. But once we are moving, and we are now with this strategy, actually it gets much easier in a way for us to contribute resources. So at the beginning, I think there's a sort of as a lot of pressure or demand or request, as it were, from you. But now we're in movement. Bahir, I want you to know, it's my other thing I wanted to say really, was to give you the confidence that we will resource this well. We will resource this properly. Because if I was in your shoes and I was being, oh good, I'm seeing some nodding heads. If I was being asked to give my time and my free time and my family time and to get on planes and to have jet lag, even more jet lag, and to be on conference calls in the middle of the night and all the things that happen. This is the reality of being part of these groups for many of us. And at the end of it, I had some kind of, well, thanks a lot and we'll get back to you and we hear you, but there's not enough money and something else has happened and it's just there, get in the queue. I would be really, really fed up. And not only would I be fed up, I wouldn't do it again. So we have to finish the task. We have to deliver on the promises. And the trouble about having a wish list, of course, is that if you just take the wish list and you cost it all out, you get an enormously big number and you go, oh, we can't really do all of that. But I want you to know that, and if you have time, if you have an opportunity, on Thursday morning, we have an outreach session, a public session in the big hall where we were this morning for the opening ceremony. And we're going to dig into these issues in more detail from a whole community perspective. So look at how we're organising outreach across the whole community. And we'll have staff there, board there, right across the stakeholder group community members. And we'll look at prioritisation and we'll look at budgeting. So Xavier, our CFO, will be there. And I want to try and have a much more joined up approach to this. So the key point I wanted to make now is, whilst we're never going to be able to pay for all the things we want to do, no organisation can do that, we do understand and are committed to the magnitude of this task. And so as we go forward in terms of our planning on people, our planning on dollars to different kinds of resources, we're taking that very seriously and we're making that kind of provision. So I don't want to overpromise, but I do want to make it clear that we're taking this very seriously. So was there anything else you wanted me to touch on, Bahir, or is that helpful?
Thank you. Thank you, Sally. any more comments, questions? I see none. So thank you. Thank you, everyone, for coming. I'd like to thank my panelists. And once again, I'd like to thank the whole working group for their excellent job. Thank you.